characterizing the breakdown of quasi-universality in the post-merger gravitational waves from binary neutron star mergers, by Carolyn A. Raethel et al. The post-merger gravitational wave GW emission from a binary neutron star merger is expected to provide exciting new constraints on the dense matter equation of state EOS. Such constraints rely, by and large, on the existence of quasi-universal relations, which relate the peak frequencies of the post-merger GW spectrum to properties of the neutron star structure in a model-independent way. In this work, we report on violations of existing quasi-universal relations between the peak spectral frequency, F2, and the stellar radius, for EOS's models with backwards bending slopes in their mass-radius relations, such that the radius increases at high masses. The violations are extreme, with variations in F2 of up to 600 Hz between EOSs that predict the same radius for a 1.4 M-sun neutron star, but that have significantly different radii at higher masses. Quasi-universality can be restored by adding in a second parameter to the fitting formulae that depends on the slope of the mass-radius curve. We further find strong evidence that quasi-universality is better maintained for the radii of very massive stars with masses 2 M-sun. Both statements imply that F2 is mainly sensitive to the high-density EOS. Combined with observations of the binary neutron star in spiral, these generalized quasi-universal relations can be used to simultaneously infer the characteristic radius and slope of the neutron star mass-radius relation. This was characterizing the breakdown of quasi-universality in the post-merger gravitational waves from binary neutron star mergers, by Carolyn A. Raethel et al.